This is KCUR. For Midwesterners, springtime means tornadoes. It also means conjuring up images of communities that have been ravaged by recent storms. Large-scale twisters, hurricanes, floods, and forest fires are now prompting many healthcare providers to reevaluate just how ready they are for natural disasters. And that readiness includes rethinking the design of hospitals. Heartland Health Monitor's Alex Smith reports.
Shortly after a massive twister struck Joplin, Missouri in May 2011, Brandon McCoy told KCUR what he saw during one of the worst tornadoes in U.S. history.
Standing on the sixth floor, I was trying to help a lady out of some debris, and you look outside and just everything's gone. Everything. And, you know, nobody knew what happened.
158 people were killed, and the property damage was catastrophic. St. John's Medical Center, which traced its history to the 1890s, took a direct hit.
It was just unbelievable. I mean, just the devastation and the damage to the hospital and everything, you know, what you saw on television just couldn't do justice to when you saw it for real.
That's John Farnan, a design and construction executive with Mercy Health Systems in St. Louis, the hospital's parent company. He says that in the weeks after the disaster, architects and engineers studied the ruins of the hospital with its blown out windows, torn up roof, and crushed generator, and took what they learned to the drawing board.
What you're looking at is basically a brick building that's halfway out of the grade.
Nearly right 4 years later, Norman Morgan of HKS Incorporated, an architecture firm headquartered in Dallas, shows off the distinctive features of Joplin's new hospital. It's covered in concrete and brick paneling, and many of the windows are built to hold up in 250-mile-per-hour winds. Outside, you can see the roof of an underground bunker where generators and boilers are housed out of the reach of danger. Even if the worst recurs in Joplin, the reinforcements should help the hospital stay open, and not just for emergency medical services. During a disaster, a hospital also serves
to provide essential community services as the most resistant or significant buildings in communities.
Robin Gunther is a principal with Perkins & Will, an architecture firm headquartered in Atlanta. She co-authored a recent report for the Department of Health and Human Services on how hospitals can better withstand natural disasters. She says in many cases, hospitals may need to be rebuilt from scratch, particularly on the coasts where flooding is a risk.
Those hospitals actually need to be built upside down, meaning all of their key equipment should not be in the basements or underground. It needs to actually be on the roof.
The full-on storm hardening done at Joplin added up to about 2.5% of the total construction cost, or about $12 million. But Gunther says in less storm-prone areas, the job can be done for 1% or less. Despite that relatively low cost, prevention is a tough sell.
We increase the level of strength of a building wall or roof based on a disaster that causes damage, not before it happens.
Judged strictly by the odds, there's reason to be skeptical about the actual danger of tornadoes, even for hospitals in the heart of tornado country.
If we look at the probability of any particular structure getting hit, the most likely for, say, an F2 and greater tornado, the kind of thing that'll take the roof off of a house, is actually about once every 4,000 years, and that's somewhere in southern Oklahoma.
Dr. Harold Brooks is a meteorologist with the National Severe Storm Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma. He says there's no evidence showing severe tornadoes are increasing due to climate change. In fact, some studies show they may be decreasing. But climate change could be contributing to a different recent trend that he's observed. Rather than occurring one at a time, tornadoes are more often happening in different places at the same time.
Overall, if we look at an average of, say, 10 years, the number of tornadoes and the locations appear to be just about the same as they would be any of the 10-year periods we look at, but the days would look different. You'd get to that same number of tornadoes by having a small number of very big days and not very many small days.
Having grown up in Kansas and being in native Kansas, I think we've all learned to respect the power of tornadoes, and I don't think there's any skepticism that it couldn't happen to any of us.
Ron Marshall coordinates hospital preparedness for the Kansas Hospital Association. After seeing tornadoes destroy hospitals in Joplin, Greensburg, Kansas, and Moore, Oklahoma, hospitals in Kansas don't need to be convinced about the dangers, even if the odds they'll be affected are slim. At St. Francis Health in Topeka, for example, the focus is on improving preparation strategies like creating safe command rooms, improving coordination, and evacuation plans.
We'd all love to go out and build a new tornado-safe hospital, but in today's reality of economics and healthcare, that's unfortunately not usually an option.
Rather than a rush to construct new buildings, storm hardening will more likely happen as old hospitals are replaced. Moore Medical Center, which is currently under construction in Moore, Oklahoma, draws from reinforcements and designs inspired by the new Joplin Hospital. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.